I think every parent knows that feeling, that that immediate hot pressure.
Oh, yeah.
It almost always happens when you're out in public, you know. You're trying to buy groceries or something.
Right, when you're already stressed.
And you just hear that tone from another parent, that exasperated, if you don't come here right now, then I'm going to. And it just jumps straight to the consequence.
The punishment.
Yeah. We're just constantly caught in that cycle of reacting, just trying to put out the immediate fire.
And that reactive cycle, that feeling of just putting out one fire after another, that's precisely what stops parents from being truly strategic.
And that's what we're digging into today.
Exactly. We're looking at a system called Treasure Seekers Use a Map. It comes from the Thrive in Your Parenting course, and the whole idea is to shift away from that reactive, often negative instinct
to something more deliberate.
A deliberate, heart-based, and, you know, ultimately positive strategy for the long term.
Okay, so let's unpack this map idea. We're moving from a point A.
Which is the immediate problem, the defiance, the tantrum.
Right, and we're trying to get to a point B.
Yeah.
So the mission here is to figure out, what is point B?
Mm-hmm.
What is that specific character quality the child needs to develop?
And you're using the child's current struggle, that frustrating point A, as the actual map to find the long-term heart-based solution.
And that reframing is where the hope comes in, I think.
It is, because you start to realize that the training you're doing today directly contributes to their future life skills, to their character. But the shift has to happen in the moment.
Because the default is just to focus on point A. Most parents, and I get it, out of pure exhaustion, just jump straight to consequences.
Of course.
So, I mean, correction is necessary sometimes, right? You need to motivate change. But here's the challenge. How do we get ourselves to prioritize, say, long-term training for patience when a kid is literally throwing a toy across the room right now?
That's the hardest part. The behavior is loud. It demands an immediate response.
And that's usually a consequence.
But if we stop there, we've only managed the behavior. We haven't actually helped the child. The real perspective shift is to see that weakness not just as a problem, but as an indication of a lack of something internal.
So we're not just correcting an action, we're diagnosing a deficiency.
Precisely. So an anger episode isn't just an anger episode. It indicates a lack of self-control.
Okay.
Mean behavior shows a lack of kindness, a lack of compassion. Defiance points to a lack of cooperation.
So that simple switch moves you, as the parent, from just managing what you see on the outside to looking deeper to the heart and asking what quality is missing here.
That's the move. That's the whole game.
And I think the source material we looked at is really clear on this. Correction might be a tool you have to use. Absolutely.
It can motivate change for sure.
But the real strategy, the real power is in the training. That's the stronger and frankly more positive tool.
And training is fundamentally different. It's not about stopping a behavior. It's about practicing the missing quality proactively, repeatedly.
Lots of different situations.
Yes. So you're practicing cooperation. You're practicing kindness. And that continuous practice is what builds the internal ability inside the child. It gives them the strength to handle these challenges when they come up.
It's a much more hopeful way to parent. The authors point to concepts like training and instruction from scripture, like in Ephesians, to show that this focus on long-term character is, you know, a well-established idea.
Exactly. It's about the long game. And that brings us directly to point B. If point A is the problem, we absolutely have to define point B.
Okay, so tell us more about point B. How do we define it? What is it exactly?
Point B is the specific character quality the child needs to develop. And critically, point B has to be the quality that will naturally overcome the tendency of the point A problem.
It's the antidote.
It's the antidote. That's a perfect way to put it. So if your kid is always being unkind to their sibling, developing kindness is the antidote. If they have a bad attitude about instructions, cooperation is the antidote that overcomes that defiance.
And this is where the definition in the material gets really useful because it's so specific. A character quality is defined as a pattern of thinking and acting in response to a challenge.
That definition is so important because it's about both things, thinking and acting. It's not just about changing the behavior. You have to change the internal script.
Give me an example of that.
Okay, so a patient person, when they're faced with, I don't know, a frustrating delay, their internal script, their thinking is, this is okay, I can handle this. And so they act calmly.
Right.
An impatient person thinks, this is unfair, this has to change now. And they act well, reactively.
So the real goal isn't just to get them to stop yelling. It's to actually change their internal response over time. It's way beyond just behavior modification.
Really beyond. And that's why the authors really stress that point B can't be vague. You can't just say, you need to be a nicer person.
What's wrong with that? It sounds nice.
It's impossible to measure. It's impossible to train. Point B has to be a single specific word. Patience. Peace. Kindness. Cooperation. Humility.
So everyone's on the same page. The parent and the child both know exactly what they're working on.
It makes the goal visible.
That focus on a specific target is so powerful. And before we move on, let's just connect this to everyone listening. I mean, the material asks, who will you be in 5 or 10 years? The organized person, the patient one.
Well, that person is being built right now with the patterns you're setting. If you, as an adult, get impatient in traffic, that's also an indication of a lack of something, right? A lack of self-control, maybe.
So the family becomes this sort of laboratory.
Exactly. It's a laboratory where we practice the skills that will define our character later on.
That whole idea, using home as a lab, is such a powerful way to reframe things. It turns what feels like daily conflict into like actual practice for life.
Right, right.
Dealing with a frustrating person at home, a sibling, a child, whoever, that's a real chance to develop patience, communication skills.
All those internal treasures you're going to need later to deal with the demanding boss or a difficult colleague. The challenges now are building internal strength for later.
That's the strategy. It's proactive. It's not just putting out fires.
And that's the hallmark of this heart-based approach. It involves planning, being deliberate about getting from point A to point B.
And I think that's so appealing because it changes the parent's role. You're not a correctional officer anymore, just waiting for a mistake.
Right.
You become a coach, a coordinator, a leader.
And to give some context, the authors frame this movement from the old ways at point A to the new growth at point B as being similar to other models of personal transformation, even religious ones. They reference texts about, you know, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. The idea is that this focus on the map, on moving toward a goal, is a universal principle of intentional change that they're applying to parenting.
Okay, so we have the map. We have point B, the treasure. Now we need to talk about where the action happens. The material calls it the arena. What is that?
The arena is a critical concept. It's where all the training has to happen.
Is it a physical place? Like the kitchen?
No, it's totally abstract. The arena is the place inside the heart where the struggle happens. It's the wrestling match with temptation. It's not home or school. For one child, the arena might be when he doesn't get his way.
Oh, I see. It's the emotional trigger point.
It's the trigger point. And for a teenager, it might be when I feel misunderstood by my friends.
And defining that internal arena, that's what makes the change something you can actually manage.
Yeah.
And measure.
Exactly. The material talks about one mother who said their family problems used to be at a 10, but after working in the arena, she said now they're down to a 4. That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
So let's get practical. How does a parent manage the arena?
Hmm.
Let's take that 4-year-old who can't handle being told no. That's point A.
Okay, and point B, the target is a gracious response.
Right.
So the parent knows the trigger. The arena is entered the moment the child asks for a snack.
Okay.
Instead of waiting for the inevitable tantrum, the parent gets proactive. They enter the arena with the child.
So before the emotion takes over, the parent steps in.
Yes. They might say something like, you're asking for a snack. Now, I might say yes. I might say no. Are you ready for either answer? Remember, you've been practicing how to have a good, gracious response.
You're giving them a moment to think. You're coaching them through the battle before it even starts.
That's it. Now, that works for a younger kid. But what about, say, a 16-year-old who just failed a test? That's point A. And their reaction is anger, blaming the teacher, sulking.
And point B might be responsibility.
Or
humility.
Perfect. So the arena there is the moment I realize I have failed. That's a much more complex internal arena.
So how does a parent coach that? You can't just ground them.
You don't focus on the grade. You focus on training the character quality. You might sit down and coach them on their internal scripts. Okay, you're angry. Is that anger focused on the teacher? Or is it focused on the work you put in? If we choose responsibility as our point B, how does a responsible person think and act right now?
So you're not dismissing their feelings about the failure, but you're redirecting that emotional energy toward training a new pattern of thinking. A responsible person analyzes their own preparation. They don't just blame someone else.
And that's infinitely more valuable than just grounding them for 2 weeks. You are always focusing on building the positive quality.
Like self-control. If a kid has outbursts, you work on self-control to help them manage that physical energy when emotion flares up.
Right. And the material even suggests pushing further. Maybe you add peace as a secondary quality, because peace helps the child get angry less often in the first place. It calms the internal landscape.
So working on that positive point B, it naturally causes the problem at point A to get smaller over time.
It creates a virtuous cycle. So to wrap up the map mentality, you identify the problem, point A. You define the missing character quality, point B, specifically and positively.
And then you develop a strategy to train that quality right there in the emotional arena of the heart.
Focusing on changing their fundamental patterns of thinking and acting.
So if you're listening, the metaphor to hold on to is that your family is a laboratory. It's where everyone is developing that internal treasure that helps them succeed in life. And this strategy lets the parent shift roles.
Completely.
From that reactive correctional officer to a leader, a coach, a helper, who's actually designing the practice schedule. It's about being deliberate instead of just feeling overwhelmed.
The beauty of it is that it forces the parent to think bigger than the immediate mess. It forces you to look at long-term character, knowing that the most important resource you can give your child is internal strength.
So here's the final thought for you this week. If we're being asked to move from correctional officer to coach, what does that new role demand from us? A coach doesn't just wait for the mistake. They're designing the practice. They're modeling the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The system suggests that this whole process parallels the work of growth in our own lives. We're focused on our children developing perseverance and strength. But what character quality, what point B, is the parent developing right now while they're doing all this for their child?
That's a deep question.
What pattern of thinking and acting must you change in yourself to lead this kind of monumental shift? To move your family from corruption to strategic training, that's the deeper layer of the map we all have to explore.